I'm Tyler, I'm 12 years old. I'm speaking to my grandpa. It's December 1st. So what was it like in the FBI?
Well, in the FBI, it was very interesting. In a 25-year career, I did a real cross-section of what the FBI had to offer. By that I mean, when I first started, my first office of assignment was in North Carolina. And I was assigned in our headquarters city of Charlotte. And I did a great deal of fugitive work because there were a number of fugitives moving up and down the East Coast through the North Carolina area. And then I was moved over to the coastline, to Jacksonville, North Carolina, where I covered fugitives and general criminal matters in one of the uplying counties, but I also shared with two other agents cases on the Marine base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, thefts of government property, crimes on a government reservation, and the likes, everything from burglary of the post exchange, which is a kind of like a department store for the military, to we had black militants, part of the Black Panther, a spinoff from the Black Panther Party, who were stealing hand grenades and other munitions from the Marine Corps base and transferring them out of state to a number of the black militant groups. And then after I left there, I came to New York and I was assigned to the bank robbery squad. Well, actually, before the bank robbery squad, I was assigned to work civil rights matters for the five boroughs of New York City. And then I moved over to the bank robbery squad where I finished my work in the city, working armed bank robberies in parts of Manhattan and all of Brooklyn. And then I moved out to Long Island, to our office then in Garden City, and I worked general criminal matters, everything from fugitives to bank robberies to military deserters to selective service violators, basically anything general criminal we worked. And then I went back into the Queen's office from there, and I went into administrative areas where I had my first squad as a supervisor, working, most of it on our squad was bank robberies in Queens County. And from there, then I moved out to Hauppauge in Suffolk County as a supervisor, again, handling all criminal matters in Suffolk County. And then while I was there, I designed and built one office for Long Island, and I closed Garden City, and I closed the Hauppauge office and moved everybody into one office in Melville, covering all of Long Island. My next move, I went back into Queens for a brief period, again as a supervisor. This time, in addition to all of Queens County, I was also given the office up in Newburgh, New York, covering the military base, the Air Force base up there. And then I moved back into Manhattan as the assistant person in charge of the criminal division. And then while I was there in that capacity, we had the first World Trade Center bombing. And I worked that until we made all the arrests in 1993, I believe it was. And then shortly after that, I retired in September of 1993.
Thank you.